This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Accelerate your day with today's business headlines with Volvo Cars.
8:48 right now, you're listening to The Morning Run with me, Melissa, Joyce and Chuang, as we take a look at the top business headlines of the day. Corporates have come into focus as Telecom worries that its earnings will be hit with the implementation of the Mandatory Standard on Excess Pricing. This is the MSAP or MSAP. Now, having this Mandatory Standard on Excess Pricing will eventually force Telecom to reduce its fixed broadband pricing. So, according to the Malaysian Reserve, Telecom has officially appealed to the Prime Minister's Office and the Ministry of Finance to delay and to revise the MSAP because they're worried it could hurt their earnings.
Yeah, so MSAP was announced last month as the new government wants to make broadband access cheaper. And MSAP stipulates the ceiling wholesale prices that can be charged by service providers for facilities and services used by retail telco players. Actually, it was supposed to come into effect in January, but Telecom appealed for some of the pricing components to be revised. It was then due to come into effect in early June. Until now, it hasn't come into
So is it a good thing to be delayed? I mean, don't we want this to be implemented as soon as possible?
Well, from the perspective of customers, no, because we want to have cheaper broadband at higher speeds, right? And that's exactly what Pakatan Harapan government wants, you know, double speed at half the price. Mm. I think last month, Telecom Malaysia met fund managers and analysts and said basically that they would increase by 8 to 10x your existing packages, but at the same price, which would solve the same, which would solve the dilemma, obviously.
So faster internet.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Correct, faster internet, but still preserve the kind of incoming revenue for Telecom Malaysia. But I'm not sure what this MSAP delay has to do with this campaign to increase by 8 to 10x. I think it's basically what's going to go ahead.
Actually, I think the deadline was July 31st, so we're still waiting on news on that. But sources told the Malaysian Reserve that that deadline has been extended again till end of August. So this is to give Telecom time to draft new agreements.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, so Telecom clearly, I guess, you know, looking at this MSAP, saying, well, it doesn't bode well for us. Maybe we can come to a middle ground or meet halfway. The sources quoted by the Malaysian Reserve, and I do want to cite this because I think it's important, that this intention of the government to double the speed and half the price is not just about doubling the speed, right? So you want to halve the price as well. So the price must come down. And for the prices to come down, that means then that could hurt the bottom line. It could also mean that, you know, competition will intensify in this space, right? So Telecom having to revise their pricing would mean perhaps a migration. If Telecom doesn't revise their pricing, it could be a migration of some of the current users to competitors who are offering a better price.
Yeah, so this is basically, what I understand, is a three-year step-down process where every time, every year that elapses, you reduce prices by a further quantum. And of course, it's going to hit bottom lines. Of course, it's going to hit margins for access providers, whether it's Telecom Malaysia or Time.com. But I think the larger picture of this is this, and I want to cite the World Bank Competitiveness Report from some weeks ago, the Economic Monitor. They said that one of the main reasons why Malaysia's development agenda might be impeded is because we don't have fast enough broadband at competitive enough prices. Mm. And specifically in the corporate sector, fixed office broadband, where penetration is not that great and prices are still prohibitively expensive. So that's impeding. I think in the household space, we're okay, but it's still very expensive.
It's the fixed broadband.
That's right.
Side.
Yeah, okay. But you can see why Telecom's dragging their feet on this, because RAM Rating Services said that the MSAP is expected to have a most pronounced impact on Telecom's financial position.
Pronounced.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at Q1 earnings for TM, nearly half their revenues comes from Unify, and Unify, of course, is basically broadband.
So from TM's point of view, though, I mean, they clearly have to fork out a lot of money for CapEx for this, right? So there's a certain element of cost that comes into play. Is that something to take into consideration?
Well, the thing is, the National Broadband Plan, the High Speed Broadband Initiative, which was announced by the government, essentially given to Telecom Malaysia all those years ago, I think there was some, obviously there's a quid pro quo situation whereby the government gives certain incentives and grants to Telecom Malaysia to basically, you know, offer internet access, broadband access to the whole country. And it was essentially a concession agreement to a government-linked company.
Well, Communications and Multimedia Minister YB Gobind-Singh said this was in May 23rd, a story that I have, a Bernama story. He said, you know, double the speed, half the price, that's what he wants to do for the people. In quotes, that's one thing I will try to do, which is also part of the 100-day plan.
Right, well, that's coming up this week, isn't it, the 100 days. I do just want to ask if, you know, the idea of reducing the price, you know, has everyone worried. Wouldn't that bring more people into, wouldn't that just widen or big, make the pie bigger, right? So you may be charging lower prices, but you've got more people who are connected, more people paying, so quantity goes up.
Yeah, in a way, but it'll also be quite confusing to the consumer, because obviously you'd be basically spot for choice, and it'd be too confusing. I don't know. But at the end of the day, the MCMC allows new entrants into the sphere, and they're the ones who pre-qualify the players.
Right.
But as it stands right now, there's at least five or six, if not more, operators, whether you're a fixed network owner or an MVNO, like a Tune, for example, that offers access.
Well, we're going to be keeping a close eye on Telecom as we approach the earnings season in the next couple of weeks, within this next 2 weeks or so. But the other company we're going to keep a close eye on is Westports, because this is coming up from the Transport Ministry. They have deferred the implementation of the second phase of Port Klang's container tariff hike by 6 months. So the idea is, I believe, to have this this next tariff hike two phases. Part one was implemented in November of 2015, and part two was supposed to be implemented, but it's been deferred for 6 months now, to March next year.
Yeah, the hike was staggered to enable port users sufficient time to plan their business costings along the supply chain. Also, Transport Minister Anthony Lok says that, you know, this eases the people's burden. He was saying that this is to give time for port users and other industry players to adapt and stabilize their businesses, because this follows the implementation of SST next month.
So what does a container tariff hike mean? Is that for users, not just for Westports?
Well, the big picture is this. Okay, 3 years ago in August, Westports got approval from the Port Klang Authority to raise laden gateway tariffs by up to 30%, by a cumulative 30% over the space of 3 years. You know, they were supposed to be unrolled out over several phases. The first phase hasn't happened. It's been postponed and postponed and postponed. I think the net effect is that basically people who bring in, who basically manufacture goods for export and who bring in stuff as imports, increases the cost for them, because ultimately tariffs are essentially additional costs on these products. And for, I guess, the Pakatan government to say, hey, you know, let's postpone these tariffs, is basically something which is, of course, rakyat-friendly. But there's also the correlation, which is the impact on Westport, because they've got to fund their second phase of expansion, which then it can't happen necessarily because they don't have the financial wherewithal to do it.
Right. I just want to address a message that came in on WhatsApp from Raj from Subang. He says, good morning. Why is only Telecom under review for the broadband prices? Shouldn't it be all providers? Definitely, Raj. However, Telecom is under scrutiny today because of the MSAP, which stipulates that they have to put in a ceiling wholesale price that will be charged by service providers for the facilities used by retail telco players. So that means if there's a ceiling price, Telecom can only charge so much, and other telco retail players that are hiring its services will then be paying a lot less as well. So that's why we're looking at Telecom this morning. But coming back to the SST, Transport Minister Anthony Lok's comments that perhaps don't hike everything all at once, give people some time to digest the SST. Again, feeding off comments again from the Finance Minister, Lim Guan Eng. He says that housing prices could now be impacted, right?
Yeah, so he made a comment over the weekend on a Sunday. He said that, you know, as there's no SST for construction services, some building materials, and he's saying that because of that, pressure on house prices, industrial and commercial buildings is expected to ease off. During the GST regime, 6% GST imposed on basic building materials such as bricks, cement and sand. But now that there's news that SST is not going to be imposed on certain goods, certain building materials, right, and construction services. So maybe what Guan Eng is saying is that hopefully that will translate into
cheaper prices for houses. What do you think? Yes?
I think the key word there is hopefully.
Yeah.
Any private sector enterprise that is notorious for being inelastic on the downside by being extremely elastic on the upside. What I mean by that is basically companies are very quick to raise prices but very slow to drop prices, if in fact they do drop them at all.
Yeah, this is why enforcement is very important. I had a discussion on SST with Raja Kumaran of PwC Malaysia and Dato' Sri Gary Chua from Malaysia Retail Chain Association. And Raja Kumaran said that, you know, government needs to go down to the ground and talk to the companies. Enforcement is important. Education is important as well. Also for consumers like us, we complain, but it should be formal. We should put in formally the complaint. And he encourages us to take receipts. Because take receipts when you go to Mama and all that, so that they know that people are monitoring, right?
Oh.
So they won't like just up prices as and when they want to.
Well, from that discussion you had on the Breakfast Grill, Joyce, about the implementation of SST, I think at that point where you guys were talking about the housing sector, my main takeaway from that was really it's not just the tax on all the building costs, it's also the compliance cost, because that is a huge issue for property developers. And here we have a clip of Dato' Sri Gary Chua from the Malaysian Retail Chain Association talking about this as being the reason for the rising property prices.
Developer side, eh? Just alone, 25% comes from compliance costs. Can you imagine? Eventually, all these costs will pass to the consumers. That's why our property prices keep spiraling.
That was Dato' Sri Gary Chua, President of the Malaysian Retail Association, Retail Chain Association. Now, you can download that podcast, the conversation he had with Raja Kumaran of PwC and you, Joyce. You can get that full interview on the BFM app. Well, let's shift our focus very quickly over to the US, where we have Tesla in focus. Now, if you remember, over the weekend, Elon Musk was sued by investors after announcing that he had investor support to take Tesla private.
Yeah, he even put the price of what he thought was valuable, the value of Tesla shares. I think $420 per Tesla share, valuing the business at $75 billion. I think what Elon Musk was trying to do was trying to basically take out all the short sellers on Tesla stock.
And to announce it on Twitter.
Yeah, so can you do that? I think there should be some SEC rulings on basically whether you should basically front, essentially, the price of your stock.
Which is why you had investors filing lawsuits against Elon Musk and Tesla, saying that the tweets had artificially inflated Tesla's stock price and violated federal security laws. All right, we'll keep you abreast on the developments of that story coming out of the US. And we've got the opening numbers from Bursa Malaysia coming up next on the News Bulletin with Sabrina Magdalene. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Fuel your business drive with a Volvo S90 T8 twin engine. So cost efficient, it makes good business sense. Volvo, made by Sweden.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.